Welcome to the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Pharmacy Marketing Simplified focuses on easy and proven marketing tips from pharmacy owners and industry experts to leverage in your independent pharmacy business. This podcast is all about pharmacy marketing and how to be successful in today's competitive marketplace.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole McClure, President of GRX Marketing. And today we're going to discuss the constantly evolving world of communicating with your patients, specifically address communicating with them via text messages. I'm so excited to welcome our guest today, Jace Treat, who is a sales manager with ZipWhip. ZipWhip offers a two-way texting platform for pharmacies and has become a recent partner of GRX Marketing. Jace, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nicole. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so let's just start by talking, I guess, in general, how you have seen the world of communication has changed over the past 10 years.
Well, looking at communication and how it's changed so much is really an interesting thing, because even in the last 10 years, a lot of stuff has changed, you know, and like phone calls have been around forever, letters have been around forever, you know, it's really just had a lot of evolution from, you know, back in the days of carrier pigeons, or, you know, even people just running, you know, the marathon to deliver one single message. But the big thing that's really changed with communication in the last 10 years has been because of two things: mobile phones and the internet. And both of these have just changed how we interact with the world. You know, when it comes to your mobile phones, it gave us the ability to take communication on the go with us, and it gave us the ability to have everything be immediate. And then the internet changed how we engage with not just people, but how we engage with everything, how we engage with businesses, how we engage with media. So if we look at just cell phones and how the mobile phone changed how we engage with each other, it gave us options and it gave us immediacy. You know, with mobile phones, we have the option now to choose to call each other, to text each other, and even email with each other. It's not limited to one thing. You know, when you had your old landline back at home, you know, you could only make phone calls from it. You didn't have the ability to do anything else. You also couldn't leave the house. It had to, you know, be in that location. So the cell phone really gave us the ability of mobility and the choice to communicate with our friends and our family whenever we wanted. And then when we combine that with the internet and social media, now, just like how before, you know, a computer was in a home or maybe it was a laptop, it was limited to the internet access of, you know, whatever Wi-Fi you were on. But now the mobile phone has internet on it. It has data on it. And so it made it so that you could stay connected at all times. But the interesting thing when we look at specifically social media is that you can look at Facebook and you can look at Twitter and Instagram, Snapchat, you know, all the above. You could look at all those, and some might think to themselves, well, doesn't Facebook like do it all? Doesn't Facebook make it so you can post pictures or a random thought or, you know, a long status? Like, why do we need all of these other different platforms? And the reason why is because just like how, you know, we want to choose how we communicate with our friends and our family, we also want to choose how we experience social media. You know, it's a really interesting thing to see that, you know, this one system, Facebook, kind of does it all. But then all these other channels are thriving while all that's happening. So it really just goes to show that it's not about, you know, can one thing do it all? It's really how does your customers, your patients, you know, how do we as individuals, how do we want to experience our communication and our engagement with each other, whether it's over the phone or whether it's on the internet? We want to choose how we do that. And that kind of leads to the next part of this is, you know, as businesses, you know, as pharmacies, there's a lot of people kind of living in the past right now and thinking that the way things were are still what's going on. I mean, we look at online reviews today and how powerful they are, and how if you don't pay attention to them, it could come back and really hurt your business.
Right. Yeah, I would definitely agree. Yeah, I mean, a consumer can make a decision to not even try out your business just by stuff that they see online. I mean, you could be offering this great service and, you know, doing all these great things, but if they go online and they either can't find you, or, you know, or maybe look at your reviews or what you've got on your social media platforms and whatnot, and it doesn't resonate with them, I mean, they could just immediately check you off the list without even giving you a fair chance. And, you know, right or wrong, that's just kind of how the consumer mind works these days.
Yeah. And I mean, the modern consumer now has more information than they've ever had before. And they have all of it before they even step into your pharmacy,
yeah, right.
Before they even call you. I mean, there's so much online now, and they all rely on each other to provide this information. So whether it's a bad experience or a great experience, that information is all there. And so it's never been more important than today to really be aware of that and to understand how the consumer thinks. You know, how does your patients want to interact mm-hmm. with you when they're not in the pharmacy? How do they want to communicate with you? How do they want to receive content from you? There's so much now that business owners and pharmacies and pharmacists have to be aware of, that if they're not listening to their patients and they're not accommodating them, they're not going to be able to provide the best service to them. Now, Nicole, I want to pivot for a second, and I want to ask if I could do kind of a weird analogy for a second.
Perfect. Please do.
Great. Have you ever seen the movie Tommy Boy?
I have, yes.
Yeah, it's a great one, and it's one of my favorite, you know, just sales movies of all times. And, you know, a quick recap, it's the story of this guy who, you know, has to go and save his family's business. And the only way he can do it is he has to sell a lot of brake pads. And one of the things that, you know, kind of that happens as they're going along is him and David Spade is they're going to these customers one by one, and they are just trying to sell all of the little features about it. They're like, oh, they're the best brakes. They have this material, blah, 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 blah. And they are just saying what they know, and they're not really engaging with the customer. And there's this, you know, scene where they're just tired, they're beaten down and worn out, and all Tommy Boy Chris Farley wants is some chicken wings. And when he's talking to the waitress, says, sorry, we're not doing hot food right now. And he then does something amazing. He relates to her. He talks about how, you know, things are hard, and sometimes you just need a little victory. And he relates with her and, you know, connects with her, and it becomes a little crazy and weird, but then ends with him getting chicken wings. The waitress empathized with him and said, hey, I'll go turn on the fryers and we'll get there. And so there's that moment of realization that if Tommy Boy can speak to people instead of speaking at people, then they'll listen to him. And, you know, then they go to these other customers, and, you know, they start falling back into their old ways of talking about this and that, the features and blah, 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 blah. And then, David Spade hits Tommy Boy and says, hey, remember, chicken wings. And then he remembers, oh yeah, I gotta connect, I gotta relate, I gotta speak to my customer the way that they prefer, the way that they respond best to. And so in the end, he goes and, you know, he saves the company, and some more crazy stuff happens. But if you haven't seen the movie, any of the listeners, I highly recommend it. But this is a great lesson for us and for all of these business owners, that if we want our audience, if we want our patients to respond to us, we have to speak to them in a way that they'll listen, in a way that they prefer, that they understand. And we can't force people to speak the way we want to speak to them. And if we do, the problem is that nowadays, with technology and everything, if you're not accommodating your patient, then somebody else will. And that's the scariest thing about not opening up all these channels and providing your customers with options and how they want to communicate with you, how they want to engage with you. In every other area of their life, they have choices and they have options of how they get to do that. And that's why it's so important, because you want to provide your patients options.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you bring up with that story, you know, just a great reminder of how that can translate across all of a pharmacy's marketing. I think sometimes we tend to get focused on, you know, I need to sell this, I need to make sure the consumer knows we can do X, Y, and Z, but not taking a step back and looking at, well, what does the consumer really need from me? And we try to hammer that home with, you know, our clients when we're promoting different services and, you know, especially on social media, you know, constantly reminding them that you can't, every post, every tweet can't be about what you're selling, you know, because it will just burn out the consumer. You know, they want to know, how can you help them? How can you help their total health? How can you help them feel their best? So I think just taking that step back and, you know, remembering it at the end of the day, it is about the consumer, right? Because otherwise, pharmacies wouldn't be in business. And to your point, I think independents can really use their ability as a smaller business and, you know, not a large chain, to be more nimble and flexible. And so when a patient is, I'd really like to receive all my communication via text, they're able to make that switch, not just, well, that's great, but we're going to call you anyway, you know. So, you know, it's a real differentiator for the independent pharmacy that they can definitely capitalize on.
Yeah, and I think that's such an important part of this, is the independent pharmacy, you know, compared to these large chains across the country. Independent pharmacies have that nimbleness that you mentioned, you know, that ability to make adjustments because they're hearing what their patients want. They're hearing that feedback. They're seeing these I wish that I could text my pharmacy. And whereas, you know, with all these large chains that, you know, have so many layers to go through, you know, so many levels of decision making, that, you know, it might be months before they actually take any action. It might even be years. Who knows? But the thing that's important to know is that they're gonna hear it. They're eventually, that's gonna happen. And this is the opportunity for pharmacies, you know, independent pharmacies, to really be ahead of the curve and really put their foot in the ground and say, we care about our patients and we care about what they want and how they want to communicate and how we can accommodate that. So if you want to send an email, great, we'll accept your email. If you want to make a phone call, we'll accept your phone call. We'll accept your text. It doesn't matter. You could talk to us on Facebook. We have a full communication strategy that allows you to communicate with us the way you want. Now, that sounds great and all, and, you know, it's easier said than done. You know, all of us, you know, every person in the world, you know, there's some level of hesitation to change, you know, and there's that whole saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know. But what we really have to start looking at as small business owners is the pain of change and new systems and new operations is not worth the consequence of not changing and not adapting. While it can be hard in some cases to make these changes, they have a huge benefit. And especially when it comes to this, because the thing with texting is that adding texting is not a hard thing. There's not a lot of pain to adopt that. it's just something different and we've never thought about it before. And so what we need to do is we really need to look at how we are, how we're looking at our business and our strategy and really think about, is this something that is worth ignoring? Is it something that that is obvious that we should take? And, you know, so that's why I have a question for you, Nicole. If you could have a phone that could only send text messages, it couldn't make phone calls or emails or social media, only text messages, would you want that?
I would, yeah. I mean, I text probably 90% of the time. When somebody actually calls me, it, you know, it kind of startles me for a second. I'm like, why is this, what is this device doing ringing? You know, what's this alert that I'm getting? Because yeah, I mean, my son, my husband, it's, you know, friends and family, we communicate via text. And so the phone call is almost out of the norm these days.
Well, Nicole, I think you might be the biggest fan of texting I've ever spoken with.
Yeah, I am.
And it's funny because I honestly, when I asked that question, I didn't expect you to say that. Because, you know, I think a lot of people wouldn't want that. I think a lot of people, like, if I was just to hand you a phone and say, you could have your phone that you have right now or this phone that could only text, they would say, why would I want that? I have choices. My phone right now can do more than just text. And that way of thinking, you know, we need to apply it to our businesses. You know, we need to think about, you know, if you wouldn't accept a phone that could only text or could only make a phone call or only email, then why do we, you know, make our patients, why do we make our customers make that decision when they don't have to? Because they can take texting and they can apply it to how they communicate with your pharmacy. And the best part about texting is that it doesn't replace the other forms of communication. It doesn't replace phone calls. It doesn't replace emails. The interesting thing with texting is that it's actually the only other form that makes other channels more effective. You know, because right now phone calls, unless you're in their phone, your call's not going to get answered, and they're probably not going to listen to voicemail. And also, when it comes to emails, I mean, I think we all know that emails don't really get read that much anymore. It's like, you know, less than 20%. But what texting can do is texting can make those better, because if you're having a conversation with a patient over texting, you can notice that it's, you know, that they're having a lot of questions, that there's a lot of back and forth. And maybe you just say right then and there, hey, it seems like you got a lot of questions. Maybe we should have a call instead. When are you available for a call? And now that call is more likely to get answered because they're going to know the number that it's coming from. Also, with emails, if somebody is texting you and they ask a question that, you know, your pharmacist knows is not a short answer, then what they can do is just say, they can text them back and say, hey, this is not a short answer, and, you know, I don't want to send you a book long text messages, so I'm gonna send you an email, and it's gonna be more detailed. It's gonna have everything that you want to know regarding this. And now that email has gone up a lot in the chances of it actually being viewed, because now the customer is actually looking for it. You know, emails right now are so much of the time just stuff that, you know, we forget that we subscribed to so long ago. And when we look at our email inbox now, like, we just look real quick for the stuff that we actually are looking for. We're not looking for, you know, all these newsletters and things like that. And so, you know, what texting ultimately does is it really just rounds out that communication strategy, and it complements all the other forms of communication, because, you know, even texting has its limitations. I'm sure a lot of us have been through situations where you send someone a text for one question or something to be quick, and then it becomes this long back and forth. It's like, man, a phone call would have made this way faster. And now you can utilize all of these to really have a strong communication with your patients.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think you bring up a really good point with how texting and phone calls can work together. And, you know, by pharmacies using texting as another communication platform, they really open up the lines for communication with their patients. So, you know, patients can feel more comfortable reaching out. You know, maybe they're too embarrassed or not sure how to approach somebody over the phone or in person, but to start that conversation via texting and then have that branch out, you know, either by an in-store visit or phone call, I think could be really powerful in the way of building customer loyalty, adherence, things like that.
Yeah, and all that just comes back to your patients, your customer base, and how you interact with them. And, you know, the better relationship that you have with your customers and with your patients is going to be, you know, the how they better interact with you. And so it's reciprocal. It's, you know, you treat them well, they'll treat you well. But, you know, and one of the first things when it comes to how you develop that with them is are you trying to force them to do something that they're just not really doing outside of, you know, interacting with businesses? You know, right now, a lot of pharmacies, their main demographic and their patients are people that, you know, didn't grow up texting, maybe. And, you know, like, I know for my generation, like, we were texting a lot, you know, in high school and everything like that. And like, we were the only ones that were doing it. And also, we were the only ones really using social media. And now we look at how everyone uses social media. Everyone uses texting. It's because it's fun. It's how people want to communicate. And so, like, I was blown away when my mom started texting, you know, and now she'll like text me all the time. But what really started it is she wanted to better communicate with her kids because she also wanted to see their grandkids. And so, like, my siblings, they would text pictures to my mom of her grandkids. And at first my mom didn't really totally get it because she wasn't texting very much. And now she does it all the time. And so that's kind of the other side of this is that, you know, as a business, you want to appeal to your main customer base right now. But you also want to look to the future. What's the next demographic that is going to be looking for a pharmacy? What's the next, you know, group of people that are going to need a pharmacist? And when they need that, where are they going to go? Are they going to go to their nearest, you know, pharmacy or, you know, whatever? Or are they going to think about you, your pharmacy, because, you know, that one time they went a while, you know, maybe a couple months ago for a flu shot, they got a text message. They're like, oh, that's really cool. I can communicate with them the way I want to. And so now, not only are you servicing your customers right now and how they prefer to communicate, but really you're opening yourself up and making an impression on the next group of people, the next generation, the next demographic of people that are going to, you know, need a pharmacy at some point in their lives.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And, you know, and it just also gives the pharmacist an opportunity to connect with that younger demographic as well. I mean, I know all age groups these days are texting. You know, just I was so excited when my mom started texting a few years ago, talking about open different lines of communication. But, you know, I think as pharmacy owners, they struggle with how to reach that younger market. You know, they know it's something that they need to do to constantly grow their business, but how can I do it? You know, and it's the social media, it is the online presence. But I think they struggle a little bit kind of beyond that in communicating with them. So I think texting again is a fabulous way to do that.
I agree. And I think, you know, that kind of brings us here to this, you know, the last part of this whole thing is, you know, like, we've talked about what needs to happen, how do we do this, why. Now, let's just break it down. The solution to all this is just to, you know, complete your engagement strategy and your communication strategy. And all that kind of breaks down into two parts. And part one is to build your online presence, which you can do by embracing technology. You know, I know that can be hard to think about, like, oh, technology, it's so complicated, it's so hard. But the reality is that it's never been easier, you know, to create a new website or find someone who can, to learn about social media, how to use it, get better with your phone systems and organize your business. All of that is so available now. And in the same way that it's available to, you know, your patients, it's also available to you and your staff. And the second part of this is to have a complete communication system and strategy, which means the patient can reach out to you via social media, phone call, email, and text. You know, and when you really look at how you do all of that and how it all works together, you know, this really leads you to where your current patients and your future patients can communicate with you, and they can communicate with you how they prefer to communicate. Maybe right now your patients, you have a great communication with them and everything's cool, but you're looking at the next generation and why texting is preferred amongst them. The reality is that texting is the most preferred form of communication by at least 3-1 over phone calls and emails. You know, most text messages are responded to in an average of 90 seconds, and 98% of text messages are read. You know, and I know that emails don't have the read rate, and, you know, calling someone, there's less percentage of them actually answering it on that first call. And so you're likely to get a response from a text message than a phone call, and especially when it's from an unknown number. I know for me, like, when I see an unknown number, I am not quick to answer that call. I want to see if they leave me a voicemail, because I know my friends and my family, if they want to get a hold of me, they're not going to leave me a voicemail. They're going to send me a text message, and then I'll call them back. And like we talked about before, you know, texting doesn't replace what is already there. You know, the interesting thing with communication channels is that they don't really go away unless they were never really meant for two-way communication. You know, an example of that is fax machines or, you know, carrier pigeons. They were meant to send a message one way and not really come back the other way. But channels like letters and emails, just their role changes in how society communicates. You know, emails are now for long-form communications. Phone calls are for longer discussions. You know, and text messages is quick exchange and short conversations. And utilizing all of these is not only how pharmacies, but every business stays relevant in today's fast-paced world. But the best part is that the same technology that drives this consumer's behavior is the same technology that enables businesses to keep up with their customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think as independent pharmacy owners, you know, they're constantly looking for ways to connect with their customers. And, you know, I've been in the industry for over 14 years. I mean, I've heard countless stories of, you know, how they've gone above and beyond to do something right for a patient and help a patient. So, I mean, this just is, texting is just one more way to give them that opportunity.
And that's why people go to independent pharmacies, is because it's more personal, it's more relational. And, you know, in the end, if something helps you provide a better service for your patients, and it also at the same time makes things more efficient for you and your staff, it's a win-win, you know. And so when we look at how we're going to do this and how we're going to, you know, adapt and evolve with society, you know, looking at how text messaging is a part of that has to be included in how you look at the evolution of your pharmacy, at the growth of your business, and really what you want the future to look like.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I love about your guys' platform is you make it so easy. And the fact that you use the pharmacy's phone number, you know, it's not another number that they have to use, or, you know, the pharmacy owner doesn't have to use his or her personal cell phone, things like that. Well, and I think you have a special offer for our listeners today if they're wanting to get started with ZipWhip and texting their customers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if any of the listeners, if you want to learn more about how texting can fit in your communication strategy and in your pharmacy, please text GRX, you know, GRX to 206-582-3725. Again, that number is 206-582-3725.
Perfect. Well, Jace, thank you so much for joining me today. I think you gave a lot of great information on communicating with patients.
Thank you, Nicole, so much for having me on. It was a lot of fun talking with you.
All right. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified podcast. Be sure to reach out to us at pharmacymarketing.com or check out zipwhip.com. Thanks so much.
You were listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network's leading marketing podcast, Pharmacy Marketing Simplified, sponsored by the proven leader in pharmacy business development and support, GRX Marketing. For more proven strategies and ideas on marketing your pharmacy business, check out grxmarketing.com.